This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Does it bother you? I see USA Today has a thing out right now and about the camera angle last night. We need to discuss this a little bit more deeply. It's incredible to me that that decision was reached. That if there's one thing NFL fans have in common, it's that they hate needless change.
Yes.
Right?
And they, I think just people in general.
The big hammer tweet was from J.J. Watt, who's obviously watching his brother play.
Mm-hmm.
And he just writes five words. What is this camera angle? I mean, that's all encompassing, right? And
speak for America, J.J.
There are other tweets out there. This camera angle is trash. You know, like I said, I tweeted... Well, it was like sitting on top of an 8-foot ladder and watching an electronic football game being played down on the floor.
Yes.
It just doesn't make sense. Go ahead.
Well, no, the biggest problem is that you can't see the numbers. Like that's
I agree.
I want to see the numbers so that I can identify who's doing what and who's making what play. I can't see numbers from up there. I can't see the backs of their jerseys. I can't see the, you know.
We are schooled and savvy enough as Steeler fans that we can tell players by their motion and their body movement, most of them. But not necessarily. Sometimes I can't tell Terrell Edmonds from Sean Davis from that far away. You know, I just can't.
Yeah, unless you can see the hair or whatever.
Yeah, right. I could tell Artie Burns because he's the guy that screwed up the punt coverage.
Here's the problem.
But. But the other part of it, there were just times I couldn't tell who was who.
I knew it was Devin Bush when I saw him cut through the hole and make a tackle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, well, wait, was that Devin Bush? Because like you're not quite used to his rhythm on the field and the way he moves yet because you've only seen him for a couple of games. But like, it shouldn't be that hard. I shouldn't have to stop and think about, where's the 55? Can I see... It just go with what works.
You know, Colin, you retweeted a still shot you talked about that USA Today had.
Right.
It looks exactly like the animation from the Madden game.
Yes.
And my guess is what's going to happen here is that this was an experiment that they used and that you're not going to see this on Sunday Night Football. I can't imagine that during the regular season that this would be part of it.
Well, I saw a guy setting up a scaffold on Mount Washington to get the camera angle ready for home games. So perhaps it might come into focus. There was another guy on the other side at CCAC doing it. So it was just too far. It was too – and I wonder, too, was there a threshold in which – this is maybe something I'm missing. Because I have a nice enough TV.
Right.
And I was watching it in the bedroom, not on, like, the really good TV. But is there a threshold that I'm missing where I needed to have a 90-inch – HD 4 or whatever television where someone last night was watching and was like, they got it. This is it for me. I don't know if that's really the case.
I don't think that's the case. I think you're used to watching things a certain way, right? And unless what you're going to give me is so much better than the established way that I'm used to, I'm not going to like what's different.
The way that we've always done it isn't necessarily always the right answer. But like sometimes water's just water. I don't need a bunch of stuff in my water. Well, that scrimmage line shot that we've had for 50 years. There's no way to jazz it up. There's no way to change it. There's no way to fix it. There's no way to make it better. Put a guy on a little jeg lift or whatever and make him go up and down the sidelines.
And
that's how you do it.
And sometimes you're changing just for change's sake.
Right.
And I think that's what last night was. It was an experiment to see if it... And look, the way they got hammered for it, I can't imagine NBC is going to go back to it, like you said, Jim, anytime soon.
It kind of reminds me of hockey when they give you that shot from behind the net of live action. It's like, no. Look, give me that. And this thing here, it's like it looks like the coaches' stuff they look at from so high up.
Uh-huh.
Use a replay on that where you can get a perspective of the motion and the shifts and all that other stuff. Use that for replay, not for the game is actually happening.
They're going to put the glow ball in, much like the glow puck, Jim. You excited for that?
Not a bad idea.
Yes.
Patriots
will
take
shirt.
It out.
You got a Robert Morris hockey pullover out of that golf thing the other
day.
You are like, you are just on the celebrity golf tour.
Like
right
America's
now.
Guest.
You are. If they invite you, they're going to invite you to Tahoe this year, I think.
Yep.
To play
so?
Like the real
you're
celebrity.
Be the modified Stableford yeah. system.
The pro-am, Steph Curry and Jim Colony.
Jim's going to be shooting baskets. You know how they do that at that Tahoe thing?
Yeah.
I'd have a better chance at that than I would at playing golf.
You're unbelievable how many of these golf events you play in. Everybody's charity thing you get invited
that's
to.
That's not true. I've only played
your
like
ass.
I've only
you get invited to all kinds of these things.
I've only my whatever you just called it. I only gets invited. I think I've been in maybe six.
Six
all summer
in what? The last
spring?
Month. What are you talking about?
Six. No,
six.
I,
you've been in at least 12. That's number one. In the
that's
last
not true.
Six
that
have been in
true.
The last month.
That's no. That's
you played
not,
in the Robert Morris one. Okay. You played in the other one. You
played,
played
in JB's
two,
outing on Sunday.
Right.
I'll
play you played two in 2 days.
I'm playing in the Krolski.
Okay.
Next
keep
weekend.
Naming them. Pumps got rained out. You were in that.
No, I wasn't. I was in Larry Richards.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right. You played with Frank Thomas.
I'd lost.
Yes.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.